If you ain't gonna watch it, what? Then you better set the tone right here on Pion Media.
Hello, America. Thank you guys for joining us today on this beautiful day. It's your girl, Shannon King, the queen of many things, and I'm here from my podcast, A Heartfelt Story, through Pion Media. I'm here today to present to you a heartfelt story, and in a heartfelt story, what I do is interview hard workers in Milwaukee who are doing some outrageous things, and basically just shedding light and giving them flowers while they are here. So today I would like to give flowers to one of the, I call her a network connector, and I call her Miss Lanice. Welcome, Miss Lanice.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I love it. Give people the flowers while they're here. And that was heartfelt. And this, your introduction was heartfelt. So I'm excited. Thank you again for the opportunity to share.
Yes, thank you. Welcome, welcome. All right, we're going to get into it. What I like to do, I'm so excited to know a lot about you as far as where you're from and what built Lanice. So can you tell us, like, rewinding from the beginning, where are you from? Who raised you? How was it in that home? Like,
oh, thank you. That's a question that has a lot of layers to it, but I'll try to be as concise as I can. Born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. born to a single family home with my mom. She did enter into a relationship when I was like 6 months, all the way until I was 11. So my upbringing had a lot of twists and turns to it. I came from a home where there was a lot of domestic violence, a lot of verbal abuse, a lot of physical abuse, things of that nature. And so just being like in that environment, thinking that that's the reality of the world, did shape a lot of who Lanice is today. And so my education, I went to, and I feel this is kind of important to share, I went to M Creative Arts School. I actually failed the first grade due to just missing a lot of school, due to a lot of just trauma that I was dealing with and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So then, right at that early age, already feeling like a failure, already feeling, having the feelingness of unworthiness and things of that nature. So all of that just led to kind of the path that I chose, right? And so not really having the outlet right away to really know how to navigate life. When my mom did, I love my mom, and this is one thing I'll say, like, our parents do the best that they can with the resources that they have. Right. And so I'm so grateful that at some point my mom realized her worth and got out of that situation. And when she did, she started putting me in therapy and things of that nature, which definitely that helped so much, just to be able to have that outlet to talk, because I didn't feel like I had a voice. So that's a little bit about like my upbringing as a young person, and I don't know if you want more, but a little bit of my early journey. And of course there was a shift that happened in my life, which I'm grateful for. I'm a woman of faith, and I really believe that through it all, God had his hand on me, even the things that were traumatic.
Thank you for sharing. What high school did you go to?
Oh, I did all art schools. So I went to M, then I went to Roosevelt, then I went to the high school. All of them were art schools.
Nice.
Cool. Theater. I was into theater a lot, and so theater was kind of like my outlet, and I got to be somebody different, and so I really enjoyed that in my younger, I don't enjoy it anymore, but I enjoyed it in my younger years, because it was an outlet for me. It was an opportunity for me to just express myself in a creative way. And so I did a lot of that. And there was something called forensics, which is like theater and acting and all that, and competition. So I did a lot of that through my young educational years.
Cool. That's nice. So were you doing skits and plays and things like that?
I did skits, plays. I oh, I can't even think of the name of it, but I did some stuff even outside of that. Locally, if you're from Milwaukee, you know of We Are the Drum. I was a part of We Are the Drum. Yeah. All different types of theater things that I was involved in that I really found a lot of joy in. It wasn't like something I wanted to do forever, but it was like my place where I found my outlet in. And so I was grateful for those opportunities that was awarded to me through school.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's good why it's important that schools have art still. That's good because it brings you to where you're at now and it helps you express yourself and what you're going through. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad you had those outlets at that time. So that brings you, now you're an adult and you welcome to the adult world.
Right.
So currently, like, what are you doing now as an adult?
Well, there's a lot. So again, I think just my journey and my story, everything that I've been through has led me to where I am. As I went, I did go away to college and things of that nature, but I found myself entering into a lot of relationships that resembled that of my childhood. And so just being in that and feeling like that was my plot in life, like this is supposed to be for me. And so at some point though, I did break free of all of that. And so then I just had a passion to like help women. And so that's where my passion comes from with like just being connected to women, to empowering women, is because I know that it doesn't matter how someone can look like they have it all together. Someone can, you just don't know people's journey and story, and just having a space where women can come together, where women can just pour out if they want to, or just be in the space sometimes. And I think that's what theater did for me. It wasn't like it was therapy or anything, but I was in a different environment, a different mind space. And so I just really love creating that opportunity and space for women to come together and be in a different space. So what am I doing now? I do multiple things, but one of the things that I do is a networking group called Christian Connections and Cupcakes, where we meet monthly. It's a combination with another group that I've been a part of for 10 years called Wise and Waiting. But we come together once a month, and the women are empowered spiritually and then naturally. I wanted a space for women who have faith and love God, where they can come, and if they want to say hallelujah, they can say it. There's no like boundaries there. But I mean, it's not like a church service either. It's more like uplifting, empowerment, and then women are just sharing their journey and their story. So one of the things that I'm doing right now.
That's nice. I appreciate that. I've been to about 5 or 10 of those and for years. When did you start that event? When did you start that?
So I started it. I've been doing this now for 7 years, but I didn't, the way that it's formulated now, where it's the Christian cupcakes and all that empowerment, 5 years. So at first I started it off just as a Bible study for the couple of years. And then I was like, I've always had a passion for professional women and for women who want to start a business or entrepreneurship. And I'm like, I want to spin this a little differently. And so that's where I added let's empower the women spiritually for, 10 or 15 minutes, rah-rah, get our spirit up. And then the next 30 minutes or so, let's talk about what we're going through in life and how can you know, spiritually that help us, but then naturally, how do we walk that out? How do we live that? How do we find that safe space where we can come together and talk and be?
That's amazing, a safe space. And that's something that us women need. I appreciate that. I love going to your Christian Cupcakes and Connection events. Can you tell us how often those are and how we can find out when the next one is?
Yes. So we meet, this year we meet every fourth Monday of the month, and we meet down at a beautiful place, which is owned and ran by Shantina Gladney, called the Collective. And it's a space for entrepreneurs. So I'm so glad to be using that space this year. So what I've done every year is partner with another entrepreneur to utilize their space to, bring people to, because my mindset is always, how can we connect to what's already going on in the city, bring people to the space, connect, and bring them also to that business. So this year, that's where we're at. So I'm so excited to be there, and it's in Bayshore Mall. Wow. But you definitely, if you connect with me on social media, Lanice McGee, mm-hmm. or my website, Lanice Leads. You'll find everything that we have going on.
Lanice Leads. Sounds mm-hmm. good. That's fantastic. So you bring different women, and these different women are speaking to different women that come. Mm-hmm. How do you find the women that you bring? It's like, where do you find them? They're angels.
Yeah, so I've been very blessed. So like even through all my life and the trauma and things that have been through, I've had the opportunity to meet so many powerful women along my journey as I'm becoming the woman that I am yet to become. I've been meeting women on that journey of becoming, and I've just been very, very blessed. And sometimes people will refer someone and say, you know, this person will be great. But most of the time I've connected to them somehow, or I've seen them somewhere or something like that. And I'm just like, they are so amazing. And how can we connect them to the women? And so that then I just reach out to them, you know.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. That's really awesome of you that you do that. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel where you have women who leave after those events and they feel like, you know, their transition, they feel renewed, refreshed? How does that make you feel to know that you are a connector and you help them feel better?
I never went into it for that. The crazy thing about it is, it's just like when you have a passion for something, sometimes you don't even know what the outcomes will be. It was just like, it's what I needed, so I created it. And that may sound really selfish, but a lot of times people are looking for things. They're looking for something. And it's like, if you can't find it, then create it. And it's not that. There's a lot. I go to a lot of women empowerment stuff. So, yes, there's a lot of women empowerment mm-hmm. thing, and I love to be poured into. But it was something that I just felt needed both of them together, you know. And then on a consistent matter, like, again, I've been doing this for 7 years, and it was only during the pandemic that I slowed. I didn't stop. Mm-hmm. I did it online. It didn't have the same, yes. you know, whatever, but I still kept going. But I'm going to tell you, it was just, it ended up being more than I thought it would. And mm-hmm. it makes me feel very honored, because no one has to come to anything you do. No one has to share their story. No one has to be open. They don't have to, but because they say yes, it creates a space for other women to say yes too, and other women to feel like, you know what, I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm. You know what, yeah, I had a bad day, but I'm gonna push for it. Last Monday, the speaker was talking about push on, and she was sharing her journey at different points where she was supposed to stop. She would point to the audience and we would say, push on, push on. And so there's so many points in our journey where we want to stop, but we need to be reminded and be surrounded around other women that is going to say, push on, push on, you got it, you got this. And so sometimes we have to tell that to ourselves, write it down, yes. you know. And so I can go on and on. I talk a lot, cool. but I'm passionate about this. I love it. Yes. And I'm grateful. Again, I'm humble.
Nice, humble. That's really, I believe that you're humble too. So spiritually and naturally, that's amazing. Your strategic planning, your vision is just really, really amazing. I love it. So you're not just doing that. You're dipping and dabbing in a lot of different areas. You're pivot footing. What else is something that you're doing? I know you got an event coming up March 9th.
This year and moving forward, I'm really trying to focus in on the things that I do. So I love empowering women. So two things that I do, of course, is a networking group. And then I'm the co-founder of an organization called Big, Beautiful, and Blessed. Nice. We've been going strong for 7 years. During the pandemic, we didn't do anything during the pandemic, but we're starting back this year. So those big, beautiful, and blessed women out there, make sure that you connect to us. You can follow us on Facebook. And so basically what that is, it's modeling. And so we empower the women. They come, they can either do print modeling or runway modeling. In the print modeling, which is a calendar, the women, they have to brought one. They take these beautiful pictures and then they share like a part of their testimony of something that they overcame and things of that nature. In our rehearsals, I guess they're rehearsals for the runway models when they're learning. And I don't teach this. We have an expert that will teach that. But we empower the women beforehand. We pour life into the women. So it's, yeah, you're coming because you're modeling, but you're coming for more than that. You're coming to be reminded that whether you do this or whether this is just a moment. This is what I like to tell all women. You're not the sum of your greatest moment, and you're not the sum of your worst. And so remembering that, that kind of helps us to push on, because sometimes when we do something and it's so great, then we get scared to move forward because we're like, oh, I got to live up to that. That's one moment of your life. That's not who you are in totality, right? And so we want to remind the women and pour into them. And then we do this event, and we go to the schools with the organization to do positive body image workshops so that the women, so the young girls will know, you know, because some bullying and all that, and young girls, that mindset at a young age, if they can just know to love themselves and things like that, is powerful. So I'm big on self-love. So Big, Beautiful, and Blessed is another thing that I'm doing, and that's with women. And then I also have this youth group called Future Entrepreneurs Moving Ahead, which is FEMA, where we mentor youth who want to do entrepreneurship. So those are like the three main things that I do. And then I'm asked to speak at different events. And so those are some of the things that I have coming up as far as speaking opportunities that have been presented to me. I'm always great to share my story and journey.
Yay, that's amazing stuff there. Okay, and you work with you?
I'm going to tell you this and tell everybody this. I want to give up a lot of times. I want to stop a lot of time financially, emotionally, life, everything. Even with the Christian Connection, which we talk, I mean, all of them, I have stories, but I'll just use that one. It's so many times where, I mean, you do so much to like put something together and you see it one way, and then if it doesn't work out that way, or you tired and you're like, I'm not doing this no more. Like, this is the last. I said I wasn't doing this shit. But oh, I'm so happy that I, you know, something always happens. I'll get a text or somebody will inbox me and say, you know, that group, when are you doing that again? Or I remember when I said I was done for real, I was doing the event, and this lady came up to me at the end and she was crying, and she was like, this like basically saved her life. And I was like, I can't stop until God tells me to stop, because this is, I'm just the vessel, you know? Yeah. And so when he says I can move on to something different, then I will do that. And he gives me the strength every time. And he knows exactly what you need. So I just encourage anybody that's listening today that has something on their heart, and maybe they're like, enough people aren't viewing, or I'm tired of doing this, or does anybody care? And so it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. And so, and know that if it's on your heart and you're meant to move forward, continue to move forward in that. So, you know, everything sounds great, but there is a journey and a process to it. So yeah, it looks shiny and beautiful, but what was the process to that? And what is continuing to be the process? Because as you continue to move forward, there's still more things that you kind of got to push through and go through to continue that.
So pushing on.
Push on. Push on. Push on.
That's cool. And then the last business you said was in regards to the youth. Yes. How can we connect with you in regards to that?
Yes. So you can, I guess the easiest way is go to LaniceLeads.com. And I call myself Leads because those are the three different areas that I lead in. And so if you go to LaniceLeads.com, you'll be able to connect to me if you want to connect to the modeling piece with the women, if you just want to come and be empowered, or you have youth and you like, you know what, I want to get them involved in this. So that's the best way to connect to anything that I have going on.
Okay, LaniceLeads.com. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. And then what is your future plans, or what does the future hold for Lanice?
So the future holds for me is to narrow in on these three projects that I'm working on, learn what to say yes to and what to say no to, because my no will make more room for my yeses. And so just, I really see, especially Big, Beautiful, and Blessed, I see that being a national platform. So my goal is really to put more energy into that, because We've had women the last 2 years from other states come and be a part of it. So I know that there is a need there. And I know that myself and the founder, which is Chameleon Bowman, have been called to that. But it's going to take more of me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really looking forward to what God will do through us to that in that platform, and who will, what women will be able to connect with. I'm really excited about that. So that's, and what else for me is continuing to love me, continuing to forgive me, continuing to honor me, continuing to do that for other women in my space as well. And so really that is the ultimate journey that I'm on every single day, on that self-love, self-appreciation, self-growth journey.
That's amazing. You're real powerful just talking to you, your energy, and then your confidence. Self-love is really something that I need to work on right now, everybody. So I appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you so much. Can we end it with something that you, a quote that you live by, or something that you wake up every day to? What is a quote that you live by that you can bless us with?
So I kind of shared a little bit about it, but it's a quote that I say, I'm loving the woman I am as I'm working on the woman I'm yet to become. I'm loving the woman I am as I'm working on the woman I'm yet to become. And I say that because I struggle, as you see with my journey, with what does loving myself look like, and being very hard on myself. And so it's just like, no, Lanise, on the journey of losing weight, okay, I want to be this size, but I'm this size right now. How can I love me at this size, although I'm working on being on that size? How can I love me at this job, although I'm working on getting that job? How can I love me as I'm working on my company where it's at, when I'm waiting for it to expand? Love it, embrace it, enjoy it, so that, because we miss it. I think I use the example of kids, true, like they grow up so quick. And if we are not present in the moment, before we know it, they 18 out the door, and we've missed it because we were so ready for them. They getting on our nerves. We ready for them to go, right? Or whatever the situation may be. We have to enjoy every moment as they are becoming, so that the same thing goes for us as we are yet becoming. And as long as we have breath in our lungs, I don't care if you're 65, 95, you are yet still becoming a better version of yourself.
Nice. So love the woman that you are right now while you're working on the woman you are becoming.
Yes.
I love it. Yes. Thank you. So I appreciate you coming, Miss Lanise. Thank you so much for coming and blessing our platform. You guys, check her out, LaniseLeeds.com. Peace, America. Thank you.